I was just saying to Lindsay, could you make basketball happen on that TV?
I'm watching this, man. This is exciting, Yale and
I'm watching like John Ireland, 10 greatest whatevers from
Well, you're really watching Aaron Donald.
Yeah, no, Aaron Donald's there too, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Pepe, Michael, I would like you guys to
focus.
We are going to talk about something, a plan that I've hatched, okay? So, I have a friend. His name is Steve Zim.
Zim,
Z-I-M-M.
Like Harry Zim from Get Shorty.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Steve runs a private training gym.
Okay.
And he sent me an article. First of all, I know for a fact that he trained Christian Bale before all the Batman movies.
Okay.
So he got Christian Bale all bulked up. He also, there's a women's weightlifting movie out right now, and he trained Katie O'Brien. Got her all swole for a movie called Love Lies Bleeding. So here's my idea. I am at a relatively decent weight right now. Relatively. So I'm thinking about going to Steve and saying, Steve Zim, trainer to the stars. Can you train me? Can you transform me into a superhero? A superhero build, and it would require a lot of work on my part. I'd probably have to start getting up early, going to the gym, training, and ultimately sit here and do the show with my shirt off. What do you think?
I don't think you're a candidate for it.
Why?
Well, what happened when you tried to jump over the bar?
This is just lifting.
What happened when you did that?
No good.
What happened yesterday when the station...
When you fell off your left... Do you think anyone else has ever gotten hurt falling off a stationary bike?
Oh, if they were as stoned as I was, I guarantee you they
have. Well, that's another thing Steve's going to tell you. Can't get stoned.
No, I think you're allowed to get stoned. You just can't eat a lot afterwards.
But doesn't one lead to the other?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
I admire your goal, setting goals, but I just don't think you'll stick with it.
You got to be patient. It's going to take you a good year and a half. It'll take you about three or four months to start seeing changes.
Yeah, 3 or 4 months, I think. Yeah.
I commend you for that.
Thank you.
I think that you can do it.
Yes, thank
you. It's going to be really hard.
Yes.
I want to see it.
Okay. Should I try it?
Why not?
It's a big public commitment.
Are you willing to change your diet?
My diet actually is pretty good. My weight isn't bad right now. My weight is okay. My fitness level isn't high.
You got to start eating the right foods to lean you up, to cut you up.
Yeah.
Cut out dairy, all kind of oils and stuff. Stuff that you really like. A lot of snacks you like.
A lot of
snacks. Can't be doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what you did yesterday.
Oh, well, what I did
Kona
yesterday.
Eating Kona pie. Those days are over.
I ate face down a piece of Kona pie yesterday, and this morning got on the scale with 197. I'm like, that Kona pie did me in.
You love donuts. No more donuts.
I haven't had donuts in a long time, Michael.
197. I got 8 days for you to stay at that weight, and I win the bet.
You're not winning this bet. No. I can promise you.
So the bet is if he's 195 or higher, I win. If he's under 195, Bergman wins.
Now, Mace, you saw my picture, right? The picture of me in the boat.
Oh, yeah. The old school. You were like 16 years old or something.
Yeah.
And everybody's in good shape when they're 16.
Well, not necessarily.
That was paintbrush.
But I was eating cheeseburgers, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, anything. But the reason why I got that cut and looked like another version of The Rock was I was pumping iron every day for 2 hours,
yep.
And I was really doing a lot of cardiovascular stuff. So
sure.
I could eat because I could burn all that food off. So you
right,
have to be really
right.
active. So you can't eat normally, but you got to be really active and stay dedicated to your weight training.
Okay, I'm going to meet with Zim on Wednesday, and we'll make a final decision.
Okay.
But I'm
good for you.
I'm
for
leaning
even
towards yeah. It's a soft yes, a strong maybe.
Okay.
That's good, but my question is this going to change your attitude? Because you're gonna sacrifice a lot. Maybe you take it out on us.
Well, I have a great attitude. What do you mean?
Right.
I've got a great friggin' attitude. Why are you attacking my attitude?
I got a great attitude.
I don't get it. What? Why am I?
He's right.
I said that you have the right attitude right now.
Yes.
But with the sacrifice or not eating donuts, you might change. You may change.
Oh, no, I won't change.
People often get moody when they're going through, like, diets and stuff at first because it changes, like,
Thank
everything
you,
about you.
Thank
well,
you.
I've, I mean, I am not somebody who gets moody.
Do you know, Mace,
what do you mean? You're laughing at that?
I just remember.
I think that's... not factual. Hey, can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
You know, there's this big fight coming up this summer between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Are you going to buy that fight, Michael?
Well, it's free on
Netflix. It's free on Netflix.
But I'll watch it, yeah.
It's not an extra premium price. Yeah.
So Tyson announced this week he's ending his podcast, which he calls Hot Boxing.
Oh, good name. He's a weed entrepreneur.
Right, and that ties into this story. Tyson is scheduled to fight Paul at Cowboys Stadium in July and make a ton of money.
Right.
The Texas State Boxing Commission has yet to certify the fight, and it says it plans to test Tyson for marijuana before they do certify it. Now, Tyson has openly admitted he's a huge cannabis user, like uses it every day. How are they going to get around that?
Well, how long does it stay in your system?
A month, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Do you think
yeah.
he'd be capable of staying off it for a month
sure.
in order to pass the test?
If I stopped today, I'd be cleaned up in a month. I wouldn't have any. I mean, I'd test positive or test negative, mm-hmm. I guess, for cannabis. No, I think he can do it. But let me just ask you, who decided weed is a performance-enhancing drug in boxing?
It doesn't help you?
No, how would it help you?
No, but I just think
it would actually be it would actually make you less effective.
Yeah, but I think they're protecting boxers against themselves. So in other words, play it out to the end. Somebody goes into the boxing ring high or stoned,
right,
and gets killed or gets their head knocked off. That's why.
It's boxing.
Right.
Somebody's getting their head knocked off.
Right, but you that's why they test you, to make sure you don't go into the ring all stoned or doped up.
Because it will be an advantage for the other guy.
And by the way, there's a difference between stoned and doped up. Doped up indicates, well, maybe you're on some performance-enhancing drug. Now, that I completely agree with. I just don't believe marijuana, in the case of boxing, is a performance-enhancing drug.
I agree with you, but I don't think that that's going to stop them from testing Tyson.
There are sports where I think cannabis can be a performance-enhancing drug. Like, I actually think golf, it can be a performance-enhancing drug.
Because it calms you down.
Calms you down, focus, lean over a putt. You know, you're very steady in that case.
Right.
They busted snowboarders at the Olympics. And by the way, if you're going to let snowboarders in,
You better let them get stoned.
You better let them get stoned. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the deal. But
I'm
they disqualified
they
a guy.
Don't test at the X Games, do you know?
I can't imagine they do. I don't know for sure, but I can't imagine they do. I don't get that as a performance-enhancing drug. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't pay for the fight, but because it's coming free with Netflix, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I will too.
To me, there's some spectacle involved there. Will
I
you
bought,
watch that, Pepe?
Michael, I'm well, like yeah, you. I've bought yeah, more bad fights it. Than anybody.
Yeah, I can't help myself. I'm an idiot.
I will watch it, but I mean, I love Tyson. And I've been sending you mm-hmm. the way he was fighting.
No,
yeah.
Nobody could stop.
In the day?
Man.
Oh, yeah, no.
He just hit you one time.
George Foreman would have knocked him out.
You think
in
so?
In his prime, yeah. George Foreman, he was tailor-made for George Foreman's style because you can't come forward on Foreman. You saw what happened to Joe Frazier.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. So we were talking a lot today about Shohei Ohtani and the situation with his interpreter and the $4.5 million that wound up being wired to an illegal bookmaker. And baseball's investigating. Somebody's investigating this right now. The feds, for sure. Pepe, what do you think happened?
What do I think?
Yeah, happened? What do you think happened?
With Shohei.
With Shohei.
Do you think he bet on baseball?
Do you think he bet on baseball?
No, I don't think he bet on baseball, but I think he knew what was going on.
But that doesn't make him guilty.
Well, that's not
well,
the question.
Well, no, it does
man.
Make him guilty. If he wired money knowingly to an illegal bookmaker, then I think there's...
It makes him an accomplice.
Yes,
right. Make yes.
Well,
a
suspendable offense.
It makes him guilty of a federal crime, maybe, but it doesn't necessarily mean he'll be suspended for baseball.
Well, wait a minute.
Right.
He's guilty of a federal crime. He definitely will be suspended.
Well, he might be in jail, but there was another. But Michael, there was another player.
We'll
they found out he was
time.
Betting with a bookie, mm-hmm. not baseball, other sports, a pitcher for the Braves or the Marlins. They found out he was betting with an illegal bookmaker, and they just fined him. They didn't suspend him.
This
so
is,
that's the precedent.
This is way bigger. This
Why?
Is way, way bigger. Why? Because of the money, because it's Otani, because everybody is focusing on this. And what happens? Focus. took a long time to do.
Yeah, that was
got there a little late.
Slow to the trigger there.
Faster. Okay, so I think he knew.
I don't.
And if he knew, he's guilty.
Yesterday, everybody jumped on me because I thought this guy got screwed over by somebody embezzling money from him. That's the way I view it. I'm not willing to go to, and a lot of people are, Shohei bet on games or Shohei knew or Shohei wired or all this stuff.
I don't think he bet on games. I think he knew.
I agree with you. That's exactly what I was trying to tell you.
Let's say if a Laker player knew a staff member of the Lakers was betting on games.
Okay.
Does that incriminate the player, even though the player wasn't betting? Do you have an obligation to let the Lakers and the league know?
In the NBA, you do.
Oh, yeah.
That's in that seminar we take every year.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see you're paying close attention.
Yeah, you're
right.
I was wondering if you're going to flunk that test there.
I was wondering if the league would hold you accountable.
Matter of fact, like if you watch the movie 8 Men Out, the baseball movie, when Landis, Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis, sends down his ruling, he says any player who bets on baseball or any player who knows another player bet on baseball and doesn't immediately tell his club about it is banned for
players,
life.
But players, though. This guy's not a player.
Yeah, but
he's a staffer.
Landis was a dictator, man.
Yeah, but that's he insisted on absolute power.
But at the same time, and Shulex Jackson should be in the Hall of Fame, and he's not because of that.
Right.
Didn't he throw the games?
He didn't know about it, but he didn't do anything.
He actually hit really well in that series. He batted .400 in that series and ended up getting suspended. I tell you, I think this is the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to see. And the federal government needs to get involved here. The federal government needs to get involved in organizing everybody's gambling laws. Like, for example, if gambling was legal in California, you would have no illegal bookmaker. You would have no federal crime.
Right.
The fact is that it's a hodgepodge set of laws that govern gambling in this country. And unless there's some unanimity between states, it's going to continue to be a problem. California is way, way late to the party on legal sports gambling.
But Steve, we were talking about this yesterday, and it was a different story.
Yep.
Today is a different story because the guy said, I lie.
Right. The guy, Ipe has said he lied.
Yeah, if you lie once, what's to say you're not lying about lying?
Well, yeah,
right,
that's a
you
good
could
point.
Be lying about lying.
Because to quote Bob Arum, I was lying then, I'm not lying now.
There you go.
I watch a lot of true crime. It's all about a credible witness, and he is no longer a credible witness.
That is true.
Now, here's a story I came across. Former Vanderbilt quarterback Mo Hassan says he was offered $300,000 by what he calls the Italian Mafia, the old school Italian Mafia,
Cosa Nostra.
A Vanderbilt game. And this was this last year. I think that we are going to have a series of scandals that happen in sports regarding sports gambling, whether it be college kids or professional athletes or, in this case, team employees, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think because gambling is hodgepodge in terms of law that we're going to see more situations like this. The one thing that jumps out at me is I didn't realize there still was an Italian mafia.
Yeah, they're more quiet now. They're not as prevalent as they used to be.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
Like, I just watched The Godfather. There's no more five families?
No more five families.
Still
no.
Still some families. Let me see it when we go to New York and see all the scaffolding.
What do you mean?
Somebody owns
or we'll, so, be, we'll be there next week.
In construction,
yeah. Yeah, all that scaffolding
and
up.
And it's always there, right?
It's always there. Somebody has to pay to keep it up.
There always is. All right, tell you what, coming up next for you, there are new NBA power rankings. I don't want to bounce them off you guys, see what you think.
The player or team?
Teams. The Lakers are home tonight against Philly. They're a half game up on Golden State. They're in the 9, Golden State in the 10. Every game is absolutely critical. We're also following the Shohei Ohtani story with his translator, Ipe Murazawa?
Mizuhara.
Thank you very much.
You'll
Mizuhara.
Say Ipe.
Ipe. And don't forget, tomorrow is Pickleball Madness. Is at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. We're all going to be out there except Michael playing. Ireland is playing with his lovely wife, Lisa, and apparently they are a force to be reckoned with.
No, no, no. We lost to Bergman 3 out of 4 last night.
Me and Lindsay are playing together. She left. We're going to get along so well. We've got great synchronicity.
I thought Lisa was like the Steffi Graf of pickleball.
Yeah.
What happened?
She's not.
I just assumed she was really good.
Well, you'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll find out.
She plays tennis every day.
Greg and Nancy, her friend Nancy, just smoked us.
Wow.
By the way, if you see sprinkles or showers or whatever in the morning, doesn't matter. We're still going to be there. Come on out and be part of it. The Pickleball Madness event at Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley.
I would love to see the two of you arguing. You and Lindsay.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Be there at 10. You'll see it.
Here's the one.
I'm going to be there at 9.
The one word that will get used a lot, blame. One of us will blame the other for everything.
Are you going to mansplain a lot to her tomorrow,
Mason? No, I am not. She's going to producer-splain it to me. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, time to talk about iSpot Active. If you lift heavy equipment or you deliver boxes or if you work in an office all day and sit in a chair and get up and your back hurts, you got to try iSpot. Active. If you play tennis, soccer, pickleball, golf, basketball, or you're a runner, you have sore knees or shins, try this wearable cryotherapy. iSpot Active makes stylish, form-fitted compression wear with pockets that fit flexible ice-cold gel packs. They call them flex pods because they're rubbery and they fit around your joints. Everybody I've turned on to this loves it and uses it daily. It's a great tool to keep you doing what you love pain-free, even if your normal work routine makes you sore. Go to iSpotActive.com. Get yours today. For this week only, they're having a flash sale. Flash 710 gets you 25% off. Flash 710. If you go to that website, you'll see James Worthy is one of the owners of the company and a true believer. I use it every day. Mason uses it. Get yours before they run out. Flash 710 gets you 25% off. And they have free shipping. And here's the best part. A 30-day money-back guarantee. If you use it, you don't like it, you can send it back, get all your money back, but you won't because iSpot Active is great. ICEBODactive.com. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, come on. It's Auburn 60, Yale 51. I've got Yale plus the 12.5 points, so I'm right on the line there. I just made some other. I'm on the Cut app. If you haven't used it yet, KUTT, download the Cut app and join the ESPN LA social group. I just put down $10 on Duke minus 12.5 versus the Vermont Catapults. Is it called the Catapults?
The Catamounts.
Catamounts, sorry. Catapults, I think, is catching.
Yes.
And then I took Purdue minus 27.5 versus Grambling State.
Did you make out your women's bracket?
I've not.
Why not? That's where all fun is.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not until tomorrow, isn't
right,
it?
Start tomorrow.
Yeah, starts tomorrow. I'll be betting on the women's games.
By the way, speaking of Cut, did we ever confirm that Rain Michaels, who came on with us yesterday, is Brett Michaels' daughter?
100% fact.
Really?
Rain Michaels spoke for Cut yesterday on the show. It is Brett Michaels' daughter.
Wow. And we didn't even ask her about it. We didn't even know. Yeah, super attractive.
Yeah, beautiful. Download the Cut app, KUTT, and you can bet against me. Make sure you join the ESPN LA social group. All right, so Pepe's here. Michael Thompson's here. And I have got a list of the most recent.
Down six, Mace.
Yeah. All right, so we're in it. The most recent Zach Harper power rankings in the NBA.
All right, can we guess?
Yeah, he's got six teams in the category of the contenders. Okay. Six teams are the contenders.
Number one is Boston.
Boston's number one.
All right, you think Denver's number two?
Denver has to be there. Yeah.
Denver's number two.
Oklahoma. Right,
wait, hold on. They're young. I think there is a better chance that Milwaukee is in there because of Giannis. Would you agree, Michael?
I totally agree.
You think Milwaukee?
No, Milwaukee is actually number seven on the brink of contention.
Okay.
Minnesota.
No, hold on. What about the Clippers? You'd put Minnesota ahead of the Clippers?
Yeah, I'd put Oklahoma ahead of the Clippers.
All right, Pepe is beating Oklahoma, Mike. Right, you think Oklahoma's on there?
You better not stare us wrong, Pepe.
All right, Oklahoma City.
Number three, Pepe's right.
Okay. Now, do you want to go with Minnesota, too?
No, I don't think so. Let me think.
Towns will be back for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they might be there just because who else would it be if not them?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota
is there. They're number four. Now, number five is interesting, one that I hadn't thought of.
Well,
but they're playing really well.
East or West?
West.
You know, I was thinking about this, but Pelicans with but Ingram's hurt.
Is that it?
It's Pelicans.
But he's out till the playoffs now.
Ingram's hurt till the playoffs.
Well, we play them on the last day of the regular season.
He's out for like a month.
Where do you think they have the Lakers?
Wait a minute. So do we? We're missing one, right?
No. You got them all. The contenders are Boston, Denver, OKC, Minnesota, New Orleans, and the Clippers.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't say the Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers number six. Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. Where do you think that he's got the Lakers?
Well, they're not the top 10.
I would say they're. What are the categories? Contenders. What's the next group?
Contenders. Then comes brink of contention. Then comes playoff teams. Then comes play-in tournament teams or better.
I think they're in play-in tournament teams are better.
Yes.
That is correct. They're number 15 in the power rankings. Middle of the pack. Feels like the middle of the pack.
All right. So
this is what a middle of the pack team looks like.
So I was doing some research on this last night. The Lakers are a half game ahead of Golden State. The Lakers tonight play Philadelphia. Golden State plays Indiana.
Yep.
So if the Lakers win, they'll stay in ninth. If they lose and the Warriors win, they drop to 10th. But the bigger issue is, well, there's two things I'll ask you guys about. The eighth place team, which is now Sacramento,
right,
is three games ahead of the Lakers with 13 to go. Michael, has that ship sailed, or could we still get to the eight?
Well, if they follow my formula and win five in a row, they got a shot. But they got to win five in a row to throw a scare into Sacramento and Dallas.
Okay, now,
Pepe,
what do you think?
They have to keep on winning and keep on playing
good.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
And
focus. So you're agreeing. So
yeah, he's agreeing with me. Basically, repeating what I said.
Is the eight attainable, or is that a pipe
the
dream?
The six.
No,
I'm not. They're not getting the six.
They're three
you're games out of the
eight.
But actually, the six and the eight are basically the same.
Basically the same.
They're three and a half out of the six.
Yes.
John, if the Lakers play the way they're supposed to be playing every game, where each player is showing up to play good, and if Vanderbilt comes back soon, he's going to come at the end of the March.
Everybody's shaking their head. No,
that's what they said.
No. Who said?
Yeah.
So
word on the street.
Wait, no. Is he going to come for the play-in? Mm-mm. No,
I don't. I'm not counting on Vanderbilt, Vincent, Wood, or now Huchefino.
The last time that I read that he was coming back at the end of March.
Well, it depends who you talk to.
Yeah, it depends who you talk to.
In the Onion.
okay, so
his injury has been been sketchy. Yeah,
I mentioned the Lakers are half a game ahead of Golden State.
Yep,
Houston has been the hottest team in the West. They are now 2.5 games behind the Warriors, 3 games behind the Lakers. Pepe, can Houston get into the play-in?
That worries me.
That would be bad for us.
That really worries me.
Well, either us or the Warriors.
Us or the Warriors.
No, it worries me because if they keep on winning and the Lakers lose, then they're going to be out of the play-in, Michael.
Well, the other thing is, Michael, Do you consider Houston still a factor?
Yeah, to catch Golden State, the Warriors.
Or us.
No, they won't catch the Lakers. They're three.
What are you talking
back.
About? We're half a game ahead of Golden State.
Yeah, but the Lakers will be fine.
So yeah, so they'll catch Golden State.
Yeah, because
they won't
the
catch
Golden
the
State are more vulnerable.
As long as the Lakers keep on winning.
Yeah, they need to win these next two home games, because now I'm going to ask you guys about the road trip. Mm-hmm. All right, Mace, here's the road trip. You ready?
Yep, ready.
Six games, right?
Yep, six games. All right. Open in Milwaukee.
Yep, that's probably a loss.
Next night, Youngest second player? Night of a back-to-back
Memphis. That's a win.
Win. One
okay.
And one.
Then Indiana in Indiana.
2-1.
I'll go 2-1 also.
2-1.
Brooklyn in Brooklyn.
3-1.
3-1.
Okay. Then Toronto in Toronto.
I got them winning.
Washington in D.C.
5-1.
We could beat them.
Okay. So you guys all think 5-1 is their record.
Should be.
What is 4-2 would be acceptable. Is 3-3 is a disaster?
3-3 is no good. 3-3 is bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. 3-3.
Idealistically, it should be 5-1.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the question, and you guys would be able to answer. So, the schedule is not unfavorable, right? I mean, you're going on the road back east, and you're not facing the cream of the crop.
Other than Milwaukee, they'll be favored in all those other games.
Exactly. So, what is the actual wear and tear of traveling? Is the fact that it's a road trip back east make a difference, even if you're playing bad teams?
In this sense, it does. Michael just shakes his head because he played in the 70s, and he thinks these guys traveled by stagecoach. Here's what he won't tell you.
Yeah.
Despite what Michael thinks, there's a decent chance that LeBron or AD does not play in the second games of those back-to-backs.
No, with so much at stake, LeBron's playing.
Again, Michael won't believe it.
No.
But there is a decent chance they will not.
Remember when LeBron could have sat out the Washington game?
LeBron has missed five second games of back-to-backs.
But he knows how important these games is. He ain't resting.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I understand, you know, in November, play the second night of back-to-back, but they're literally –
it's go time.
A half
now.
Game out of the 10, which would mean at best two road games to get into the actual playoffs.
Right.
I can't imagine LeBron, unless he's injured, or unless the injury is flared up or whatever, it's an ankle thing. Yep. I can't imagine he doesn't want to be out there.
Depending on the situation.
What situation?
Wait a second. You play?
No, well, Michael just gives a blanket statement. There's no way we'd sit out. Well, he's already done it five times.
But that's early in the season. Now it's go time.
He did it 2 weeks ago. But he did it 2 weeks ago. Was that early in the season?
Why didn't he start the Washington game? And he clearly could have sat out of that game.
I'm saying I hope he plays, obviously. But we got to factor that in. There's two back-to-backs on this trip. Lots of times the Lakers sit guys on the second nights of back-to-backs. So if that happens. Michael, this is not your era. These guys sit all the time. Your son sits against his own will.
No, Clay doesn't sit anymore.
What are you talking about? Clay will not sit another game this year?
No.
You want to bet $1?
They're fighting for their play-in life.
$1?
$1.
Okay.
If they're healthy, everybody's playing.
How many games has Clay missed this year?
It's not up to Clay. The medical staff tells him you're out, and he can't do a thing about it.
No, he ain't sitting out, neither will LeBron.
Things have changed, Michael.
You want to bet $1 or $2, Pat?
No, I don't bet with you.
But, I mean, on the flip side, I mean, these guys are traveling in luxury.
Luxury.
Yeah, it's different from when Michael traveled.
They don't practice.
I'll give you an example. The second back-to-back.
Yeah.
Okay? We're in Toronto on a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we get out of there, Toronto's the only time we go through a regular airport.
Ugh.
Okay? Because we've got to go through customs.
Ah, filthy, says Michael. That's exactly. Filthy. That's
by the time we go to customs and we get out of Toronto, it's going to be at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Where are we flying to?
We're flying to Washington, D.C. We'll land there around 3. The airport in Washington, D.C. is...
Dulles.
Is 45 minutes from the hotel.
Right.
We're getting to bed at 4 a.m. at the earliest, and we're playing that night. It's not unrealistic to see somebody sit that
game. But don't players have, like, recline back,
easy.
Lie flat seats and all that kind of stuff?
It's not
custom,
up to the players.
Custom made.
If you ask the players, they'll all say they're playing.
Fancy food.
They'll sleep till noon, till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Players don't make these decisions. The medical staff
It is true. By the way, Michael, it is true the medical staff makes the decision.
You think the medical staff could tell Kobe or Jordan to sit out?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't. Do you think the medical staff tells LeBron to sit out? And that's what he sits out. I think LeBron calls his own shots.
I agree.
Michael.
But he's the only one.
Just yeah. because when you play, you travel by horse.
Right.
By horse.
So what's your point?
The horse. That's not an excuse.
You think that's funny? Because we had to tough it out.
No, he just wanted to say horse.
The horse.
Pull the tape.
You just like horse, don't you?
Yeah.
No, because you always come back with it. Whoa, what happened in the past?
Right, you do. You do go back to
the
that.
The past is the past. Right, is.
No, hey, these guys are so pampered
Mace,
these days.
Yeah.
Come on.
How you feeling? You're up 6 at the 5-minute mark.
Feel good.
No, make that.
That's what I'm talking about. We're in it.
Yeah.
We're absolutely in it.
You got a 6-point cushion. Pepe, you're in trouble.
All right, I got a couple things coming up for you next. Then we got Pepe in the potpourri of lies. I want to throw a few things at you because it's the end of the week. This is good. Greatest L.A. heist movies of all time. Think about that. Greatest L.A. heist movies of all time. And I know we're talking about the gambling issue and Ipe as translator and all that stuff, but how much in demand are tickets to see Shohei Ohtani this year? That's coming up next for you. In the meantime, let me talk to you about debt. You know, it's the worst. You get this thing hanging over you, big debt number. You can't get to sleep. Truth is, the entire system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards, loans, impossible to pay it off. It's designed that way. But there's a new way out of the debt trap, and that is Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years and years. They've got new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They can stop the threatening phone calls. No bankruptcy, no loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's Z-A-P. Zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, a couple quick things I wanted to get in here before we get to Pepe's potpourri of lies.
Not lies.
We'll find out. Some of the questions have
very confusing.
Are true, and some of them
well, confusing.
All of Pepe my questions are true. Okay. Your questions are lies, Michael Thompson. Well, yeah. I'm pointing at Michael Thompson,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right, so this is interesting. Now, Pepe, you're a big movie guy. John, you see a lot of movies. Michael, you're there also.
Yeah.
Juan threw this list at me, and I immediately was able to name 3 of the 5 movies. The question is, what are the 5 greatest heist movies of all time?
Okay.
Heist movies?
One of them. One of them has to be Heat.
Absolutely. Heat is right there.
That was in L.A.
L.A.
The Italian Job.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say
well, the Italian Jobs. They commit the robbery in Italy, and then everybody comes back to L.A.
It didn't make the list, but
that is a good one.
Not the original one, the second one.
Yeah, this is the one with Edward Norton and Mark Wahlberg.
There's one Brazilian, and then there's one Italian, right?
Yeah, that one's really good.
This one has Ryan Gosling. Have you seen this?
Oh, it's Drive.
Drive is such a good movie. Right.
You mean
Bryan Cranston's in that one, yeah?
In Los Angeles, only in Los Angeles.
Only in Los Angeles, okay. Yes.
Because
Heat, Drive. There's one that you won't get called Ambulance, which is a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, it just came out. It's like within the last couple of years.
Oh, really? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
I heard he shot it like during the pandemic and all the streets were empty, so it's total. They call it, it's not mayhem when it's Michael Bay that does the movie. It's called Bayhem. Much Bayhem is to be had. Reservoir Dogs is the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like
Tarantino.
Tarantino, the most, it was his first movie, the most screwed up group of crooks around. And then The Bling Ring. Do you ever see that?
Oh, The Bling Ring's great.
Yeah, that's
okay,
the one where.
So this is, here's the premise behind The Bling Ring. There are a bunch of socialites, rich kids, that go to high school in LA. They all follow celebrities like Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan on Instagram. And Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, when they go out of town or they're in London or they're in Europe, post everything on Instagram. So they said, we'll just wait for him to leave.
Right.
And be out of town. And then we'll go rob their house. And they did it to like 10 different celebrities before they got caught.
Yeah, yeah. So, by the way, Pepe, I know we tell you to be close to the mic, but like I'm hearing every breath. It's like I'm doing a show with the Batman movies. But, it's like,
No. But you've got to pick a side with Pepe. Yesterday, you guys yelled at him for not being close enough. Now you're yelling at him for being too close.
Well,
I had
to take my headphones off because I could hear it so much.
Right.
It is.
Don't you think it's like Bane? It's like,
yes, it is. No offense to Pepe. Island. It's just, you know.
Hey,
just,
Mace. Yale can cut it to two.
Yeah. Now, I don't care if they win or not. I just want them to cover.
Pepe picked
up. Oh, Pepe's got him for a buck, right?
I'm sorry. I'm going to try to do it.
So. No, put your
don't
mouth close and your nose
Pepe,
away.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you messed
mouth,
him up, Mace.
Mouth close, nose away.
You're an expert on that, right?
Mace, down two. Auburn 70, Yale 68.
I feel very comfortable with 12.5 points.
That's 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. There was one other thing I was going to get in here. What did I tease? Oh, yeah. So I got a little ticket information. Shohei Ohtani's now embroiled in this scandal with Ipe, the translator, and the $4.5 million and all that stuff. But I came across this. The Dodgers are easily the best-selling team for road games this year. The 10 major league games driving the most StubHub sales, 7 of them include the Dodgers. As of Thursday, according to StubHub, the average price to see the Dodgers on the road this year is $122. And to see them play at Yankee Stadium on June the 8th, it's $211. And by the way, the Dodgers home opener, the get-in price is $533.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah. And it's not just Shohei. It's the combination of Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani hitting at the top of the lineup every day. You get all three of them.
Now, we got tickets for the first Sunday of the season against the Cardinals. They open on a Thursday, so we're going for that Sunday afternoon game because I want to see what it's like inside the stadium when Shohei is at the plate. I'm excited for that. And it's, by the way,
Mace, Pepe, the game is tied.
Yes!
Yale 70, Auburn 70.
Perfect.
238.
You got a shot here. Pepe called this. Boy, you called a 13 beating a 4.
Yeah.
Come on.
Way to go, Pepe. All right, coming up next for you, it's Pepe's Potpourri of Lies. Some of the questions will be real, and some of them we will question endlessly. And you've got a surprise.
I have something to say, okay?
Okay.
I invited my cousin.
Can you get closer to the microphone?
Don't shut up.
I invited my cousin, who is a wise man from the far east of Mexico.
Okay.
He's going to be asking the questions. I please refrain from attacking him because he's a wise man.
Is he coming in?
He's going to use words in Spanish a lot, like amigo which
sure.
is friend.
Yeah.
Cousin, who is primo.
Right.
Brother, who is hermano.
Yeah.
And useless, who is inútil.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if he calls you brother, he really likes you.
Okay.
If he calls you useless.
Useless, right.
Then he's talking to Michael.
Good.
Then he's talking about Michael. Okay.
Okay. So, where is this person?
You'll see.
This has a potential. Oh, Yale's in front. They just hit a three.
Yes.
73-72 Yale.
That's a big
shot. 2 minutes to go.
Nice. Where is that kid? All right, we'll keep you up to date on that. I have no idea what Pepe's talking about.
This has the potential to be a disaster.
There's somebody from far eastern Mexico that's going to participate.
All I'm saying is just, and his English is worse than mine.
Okay, so you're going to introduce.
Oh, Steele. Pepe, you may pull this
Yale.
Off.
Yale.
Need a score right here.
All right, so anyway, all that's coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Every game takes 2 hours once you get to the final
minute.
It really does.
So are they reviewing the play?
Yeah.
They are? Forget it. Let's go back to the
play. All right, here we go.
Oh, they bailed out.
Yeah, even they bailed out. All right, we'll keep you posted.
Let's do some game of games. It is Pepe's game today. It is Potpourri of Lies. There's something about Pepe wearing a hat. What's going on, Pepe?
I'm the cousin of Pepe.
Oh, you're Pepe's cousin.
He invited me for the game of games.
Excellent.
Is it true that you're a wise guy?
I am a wise guy.
Yes. Okay.
From the southeast of Mexico.
Southeast of Mexico. Okay. Got it.
So
why the hat?
So I would.
It's his character. He's in character right now.
I just want to order some coffee.
He's in the character of his cousin.
He looks like Juan Valdez.
All right, get to the game.
You are inutile.
Yeah. Okay.
Useless.
Let's get to the envelope, okay. Will we?
I have two
cousin
envelopes.
From south.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Two envelopes. One is very esoteric, and the other one is esoteric.
Okay. So it's okay. Either esoteric or esoteric.
So because Lindsay is here.
Mm-hmm.
You choose. Is
Lindsay envelope one or envelope two?
I'm going to go with envelope number one.
This?
Yeah.
Yes. This? Right hand?
That one, yeah.
Whatever right, one right-handed. You said is number one.
Yeah, you're right-handed, so that's envelope number one.
All right, here we go.
Good God.
You have chosen wisely.
Oh yes.
Okay. Thank God.
Okay, I love it when that happens.
All right, so now Pepe's opening the envelope.
Pepe. Oh, authors, old actresses, I'm dreading this.
Oh God, here we go.
You have chosen wisely.
Potpourri. Not so esoteric.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Very good. I got a chance.
Michael, this is the last time.
Okay. Pepe.
This is the last time that I will say that.
Okay. Pepe, what's question number one?
The Mexican flag has an emblem in the middle. It's an eagle. What does she have in the beak? A rose, a serpent, or nothing?
Brian. Let's go nothing. Lindsay.
A serpent.
Mace.
A serpent.
I will go a serpent. Michael.
Serpent.
It is a serpent.
Yes.
Okay, everybody but Brian.
Okay.
Number two.
Number two.
Against what team Fernando Valenzuela lost his first game in the majors?
Mm.
Padres, Reds, or Phillies?
All right, Lindsay. Padres, Reds, or Phillies? Where
I'm
going
to go Phillies.
Mace.
I remember that day. It was the Reds.
I'm going to go Padres. Michael.
Reds.
Brian.
Reds.
It is Phillies.
Oh, Lindsay.
Lindsay there with you the go. Point. Yeah.
I chose wisely.
Yes, you chose wisely.
All right, number three.
Number three. Which famous director was the actress Isabella Rossellini married to? A. Tim Burton, Martin Scorsese, or David Fincher?
Oh, I don't even know this. Mace, you're first.
Scorsese.
I don't think it could be Tim Burton. I'll go Scorsese, Michael.
Fincher.
Fincher. Brian.
Fincher.
Lindsay.
Whoever the last guy is, because Tim Burton is married to Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, so
you're saying Fincher?
Yeah, the last guy. One.
All right, Pepe, who is it?
Martin Scorsese.
All right, yes. Mason, I got it. Yes. Did you know or were you guessing?
I know he's been married like six times, okay. So I figured one of them had to be Lindsay, Isabella Rossellini.
Lindsay 2, Mace 2, Ireland 2, Michael 1, Brian Bupkis.
Brian, wake up.
Okay, I got you.
What is the capital of Sierra Leone? Focus. Gaborone, Freetown, Kigali. Freetown, Kigali.
And this is what country? Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone.
I'll do the last one. What was the last one?
Kigali.
Kigali. Michael.
Freetown.
Freetown. Brian.
I like Freetown too.
Lindsay.
Yeah, go Freetown.
Mace.
And I'm going to make it Freetown.
It is Freetown.
Okay, yes. Everybody but me. Mason and Lindsay are tied for the lead,
all
and
right,
Brian's
Linds,
on
let's
the board.
Go.
Number five. Kay. Where was the great singer Roy Orbison born? Texas, Oklahoma, or Tennessee?
Roy Orbison, Michael, where was he born?
Tennessee.
Brian.
Texas.
Lindsay.
Texas.
Mace.
Oklahoma.
I'll go Texas.
It is Texas.
Ah. Okay.
So I got it, Lindsay got it, Brian got it, and Lindsay has the lead.
Lindsay. Whoop, whoop. She was always good at Game of Games. It won't
wisely.
Surprise me at all if she wins here.
Very good for the carnation from Cleveland.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
Very good.
Okay.
Cleveland! This is for you!
There you go.
What was the name of Cisco Kid horse? Bronco, Pinto, or Diablo?
Bronco, Pinto, or Diablo, Brian?
Let's go Pinto.
You're going Pinto. Lindsay?
Diablo.
Mace?
Pinto.
The horse?
I will go Diablo. Michael?
Devil.
Diablo. What is the answer?
Diablo.
Okay, Michael got it.
Damn.
I got it. Lindsay, you got it, right?
Sure did.
Lindsay's in front 5-4 over me. Mace, you have 3, and Michael
damn.
Has 3. How many are left, Pepe?
5.
Okay.
6.
Okay.
Who wrote the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull? Vince Flynn, Jane Roberts, or Richard Bach?
This one is Lindsay.
Richard Bach.
Mace.
Richard Bach.
I agree. Richard Bach. Michael.
Could have wrote Archie, as far as I know. Bach.
All right. Brian.
Let's go Roberts.
It is Richard Bach.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, have you ever read
it.
The book?
Yeah, many times.
Stupidest book.
Lindsay
it's not
is stupid.
Oh, it's just the bird flies.
Lindsay like, is it, killing yeah. it. All right. Five left. Here we go.
Stupid book.
Okay. How old was Jim Morrison from The Doors mm-hmm. when he died?
Oh, that's easy.
26, 27, or
28? Mace.
27.
I'm going 28. Michael.
27.
Brian.
27.
Lindsay.
It's a 27 club.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, 27 okay. club.
Everybody
this
knows.
One is, this one is
Jimi
not
Hendrix,
that easy.
Janis Joplin.
Okay. Yeah, famous people died 27. Okay. Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
You want to carry on a conversation now?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, no, we don't mean to interrupt you.
In go ahead, Pepe.
In Formula One, what is Ferrari's nickname? The Italian Stallion, the Prancing Horse, or the Great Red Horse?
Did he say horse or horse?
All right, Lindsay, you got to go first for these last four. Here we go. What are you going with?
Wait, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
The Italian Stallion, the Prancing Horse, or the Great Red Horse?
The Prancing Horse.
Mace.
The Gray Red Horse.
I also think it's a Great Red Horse. Michael.
Prancing.
Brian.
Italian Stallion.
The Prancing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Prancing? Lindsay is yeah. killing it.
Lindsay.
I am awesome okay. at this.
Okay. Brian, you're out. Brian. Lindsay has 8. Michael has 6. Mason and Ireland have 5 each. How many are left, Pepe?
3 more.
All right, yeah. Here we go.
In baseball, who was known as the Commerce Comet? Billy Martin, Roger Maris, or Mickey Mantle?
It's the Commerce
Comet.
Comet.
All right.
Say the names again.
Billy Martin.
Billy Martin, Roger Maris, or Mickey Mantle?
Lindsay.
Roger Maris.
Michael.
Mickey who?
Mantle.
Oh, Mantle. I said Mantle. I'd go with Maris.
Mace.
Got to go different from Lindsay. What'd she do?
Roger Maris.
I will go Mantle.
Mantle.
It is Mantle.
Okay, yeah. Mason and I are still alive.
What do you ask if you don't even know the answer?
True.
All
good
right,
question.
Two left. Here we go.
Who was the first major college player to score over 2,500 points while standing less than 6 feet tall? Calvin Murphy, Moxie Balls, or Phil Ford?
Lindsay.
Matzo Ball.
What was the second one, Pepe?
That's what it sounded like. Matzo Ball. Yeah.
What was it? Who was? What was the person's name?
Muggsy Bogues.
He goes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought okay. you said Matzo Ball.
Mike. Michael.
Wait. Yeah. Here it goes again, Lindsay. Calvin Murphy, Moxie Boggs, or Phil
Ball.
Ford.
It's Matzo Ball. That's my guess.
That's a great
Matzo
name.
Ball. Okay.
Wasn't it LeVar should have named one of his all kids right. that?
Yeah.
Michael, what are you going with?
Matzo Ball. the last Ball brother is Matzo. Okay.
Michael, what are you going with?
Oh, that's Calvin Murphy.
I also think it's Calvin Murphy Mace.
I'm going to go Phil Ford.
Is Murphy.
Oh, I thought okay. it was about some balls.
Mace is out.
Yeah.
All right. Lindsay has 8. Michael and I have 7 each.
The lost.
Do we want to go to the end of this game? Matzo.
All right. Here it is. Last one.
This
go
is
ahead.
The last one.
Yep.
What was the first year that the NCAA tournament had 64 teams? 1984, 1985, or 1986?
Lindsay.
94.
I'll go 85. Michael.
86.
What's the answer?
Mason.
No, he's
out. I'm out.
85.
Boom. All right, Lindsay, you and I are tied.
There it is.
8-8. Here's the tiebreaker.
You want to grab the last 13 seconds
of
this game?
Yeah, the end of the
game. Yale's going to win.
Yeah.
They got the ball. 13 seconds to go.
This is Yale-Auburn. Yale, a 13 seed.
Oh, they're going back to the table again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They just called a flagrant.
Stop with the table. It's Yale 77, Auburn 74, 13 seed versus a 4 seed, and the Bulldogs have a 3-point lead right now.
Yeah, we'll be able to do the tiebreaker. So, Pepe, what's the tiebreaker?
How many countries are ruled by dictators nowadays?
Okay, so, Lindsay, how many countries are ruled by – write down a number.
Like currently.
Yeah.
Currently. How many dictators are there?
How many Pepes are there?
Okay, Lindsay, what'd you write down?
I don't have a pen.
Well, just say a number.
3.
I said 17.
52.
How what? 53.
I didn't realize that there that was like a thing still. Sorry.
Are you counting Greg Bergman?
And yourself?
Thank you. Thank
that imaginary
you.
Country you'd be waving to?
Very nice game. Pepe.
Gracias.
I don't know what the
your cousin did very well.
Your cousin did well.
Brothers, sisters, hermanas, hermanos, amigos, Brian. Useless.
Useless. Useless.
And by the way, I'm not only going to compliment Pepe on his game, I want to pay him $1 right now.
$1?
You think it's over?
It's 78-74 with 14 seconds left.
Who has the ball?
Oh, missed the free throw. Missed the free throw.
Now, this, need a game's, three here. This game's over.
Where are you going? You need a three, brother.
Up.
Did they just commit a foul?
No,
they did. Oh, my gosh.
Geez.
Put that dollar back on the table.
Yeah, no, it's not over.
Now the Yale has to inbound and then make their free throws. Why would you foul here, you knuckleheads?
Oh, you idiots.
But that's not a foul. These referees.
They're not
idiots. Why would you want to be anywhere near
they're
them?
They're not idiots. They go to Yale.
That's not even a foul.
I know. These referees.
No, that really was not a foul.
Him?
Watch, he goes straight up.
That's not a foul.
But why make contact?
Yeah, why make contact is a good question.
There was
question.
No contact.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? I'm serious.
There was
you
contact,
get your
Michael.
Eyes
you
checked.
Seriously, you can't
He's
see.
He's vertical.
No, there was. He was not vertical. It was contact.
Come on.
But it's a stupid play.
All right,
Auburn's at the line.
9 seconds left. 78-76 Yale, a 13 over a 4.
You better get this rebound.
Here we go. Oh,
missed.
He missed it, but Auburn got the rebound.
No way.
Nope.
They did.
Oh, yeah, dive they on the floor. Who got
Yale.
It?
Yale.
Yeah, Yale both. Looks like
no,
they recovered
but the possession arrow is pointing.
The possession is Yale.
Auburn.
No.
It's Yale.
No, it's
I
Auburn.
Think it's Auburn.
Yeah, it's Auburn. The possession arrow.
Turn it back up, Brian.
Yeah,
possession yellow says right there.
$1.
Listen, he just said Auburn inbounds. Auburn going to the line.
Down two. Got to make these free throws.
Man, it's Yale. A foul?
This is
Auburn can tie it if they make these free throws. Oh, my gosh. That's a huge risk.
They had a 4-point lead with 15 seconds left.
They committed that dumb foul.
No, they got nope, they're not in the bonus yet?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're both in the bonus. So this kid's going to have two free. Oh, he missed it. He missed it.
Oh, they still got to get the rebound.
So now he has to miss this
one
on
purpose. He missed the second one on purpose, yeah.
With only 6 seconds left.
V-man.
Yale!
Whoa.
Get your dollar, Pepe.
Wow, a lot of people thought Auburn. You know, Auburn.
Auburn sounds like they were all around it at the end.
And Auburn was a team that in 26 of their 27 wins, they were by double digits.
Wow.
Everybody thought.
Today they
and the end
to
of
Yale.
This game was crazy. Auburn had every opportunity here.
They had the rebound, put up another shot, got blocked, and then they finally get a final shot from three.
Totally blew it.
They clanked that last shot.
Boy, the last one. If it had gone in, would have won the game.
Won the game. That was a three, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think we got Shidano. I think we got Cappy. I think we got Super Crosstalk.
It's F It Friday!
That's right, F It Friday.
It Friday.
And we got Shidano, we got Cappy, we got Michael Thompson, we got Pepe Mantilla, we got Yale upsetting Auburn
all
in
right,
a first-round matchup.
Anybody besides Pepe have Yale in that game?
I didn't, but I had Auburn losing the next round anyway. So
I had Yale plus 12.5.
You know why I knew, Michael?
Oh.
Because my cousin told me.
Oh, my God. This with the cousin.
You know what's his name?
What?
Nonoff.
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 What does that mean in English?
None of your business.
Oh, Nonoff. Yes, yes.
In English, it's pronounced Nunya.
Yeah.
Nunya.
By the way, Pepe brought in a whole, like a It's like he's an actor now. He's a thespian. He came in as his cousin, and we were fooled. We thought it was somebody else.
Yeah,
it turned out to be just like Pepe.
It's really hard for you guys to be fooled.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Really so, guys, what are you doing? Yeah, after yesterday's mayhem, what are you doing?
I played pickleball again today.
Damn you guys.
Pick up pickleball by your house, Ireland, Manhattan Heights Park.
Yeah, I played with Bergman last night. Lisa and I lost to Bergman and Lisa's friend Nancy 3 out of 4 games. I'm in big trouble tomorrow, but guys, there's a decent chance it rains.
Yeah, but we're rain or shine, we're gone.
So we may be turning it into a drinking contest, which I would heavily favor Travis if that happens.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he's actually probably favored in pickleball also.
So Shadano, you've played a lot. Cappy, you've not played a lot, right?
Correct. That's right.
I have not played at all. Lindsay, have you played at all?
I played once.
Yeah, my partner Lindsay has played once.
And you've played once.
Bergman's been playing a lot.
Yeah, Bergman's not bad.
And he's teamed with CY. That's going to be a good duo right there.
What time's all this start?
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Everybody starts
be
the same time.
Be there at 9.
Everybody starts the same time on all the courts?
Well, no, they'll call you up. And okay. I know. How many courts are there? They have so many courts there.
So what happened? First, the ESPN crew plays all the games, and then...
No, the other way.
We got to play, like, the general population first.
There's a field
of 64 teams, and then we're playing against all the regular players. Then once you get eliminated, you go to the 7-10
Then we can play the
bracket.
Station tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to end up really
so
close.
I'm scheduled myself for 2 matches, one an elimination match in the field of 64, and the other one being eliminated in the first round of the round robin.
Okay, nice. There you go.
Nice.
Very
throwing in the towel very early. Very positive.
I was just going to say, you have a lot of faith in you and Lindsay. Apparently.
Much faith. No, I just had an injury. I'm dealing with an injury.
Oh, stop.
So am I. I threw out my back last week.
Did you?
Yes.
How am I supposed to know? I don't.
Oh, I wasn't in the studio. I'm normally in the studio at least Monday through Thursday. I was out for like half the week.
You never mentioned to me that you threw out your back.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's terrible. But you're playing pickleball now, so you're fine.
Well, I'm working my way slowly back into it. I got a massage today. This woman just beat me up at the house. So now I don't know. I was literally lightheaded when I was done.
Do you have a massage lady who comes to the house?
No, I used the Soothe app Ireland and Trudell told me years ago.
Do you always get the same massage person?
No, you can if you want, but they say, do you want a man or a woman? Do you want somebody that's
deep tissue,
5-star?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
George, I'm going to send you something that I've been doing. I've been doing this thing off of Aviation over by Trudell's house called Stretch Life. It's like a stretch lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guys there are fantastic. Mm. And they've got a deal going on where they'll start your first session is super affordable and they will make your back feel better in one session.
Okay.
I'll send it to you right now.
Thank you.
So Cappy.
One session, huh? That's it.
Heard you guys. Yeah, sound like you whipped up some mayhem yesterday.
Oh my god!
Well, we did, but I think the highlight of the day,
was Geeter.
Was when Geeter. So what happened is Beto said to me, he said, "Hey, I think that you've been wearing the Island Boys wig for a long time. Why don't you let me rock it for a little bit?" So I took it off.
Yep.
And I put on this bucket hat from Islands.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Beto's gone, and then who comes walking into Islands in the Island Boys wig is Geeter McGee.
Geeter! Wow.
And he comes walking
in. Did you guys put this out on social? I didn't see Geeter in a Island Boys wig.
I did not put it out on social. I mean, maybe social put it out on social, but it was definitely out on social somewhere.
I didn't see it.
Well, all I know is that Geeter came walking in going, Island Boy!
Island Boy!
Could not believe it. He said he was like, it was stuck in his head for weeks.
Now, Morales says that eventually Geeter is going to replace Travis and Sliwa.
No. We're cutting out a slice, okay?
A slice.
A slice before Travis and Slee. We're trying to cut out a slice. I'm trying to negotiate. I love Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman.
They're
great.
Unsportsmanlike is excellent.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if we could cut a little slice, give them a slice early, then like a slice in between them and Travis and Sliwa, and we can do Geeter and Yogi, okay? Yogi Roth and Geeter.
Oh, yeah. Yogi's great.
Yeah. And we can have like a big, you know, we can have like a morning show, you know, into a morning show.
It sounds great to me. Are we working? We're working on that? A slice?
Just a little sliver.
Just a sliver. Now it's a sliver. It was a slice. Now it's a sliver.
Yeah, I mean, whatever we can carve out, we're going to try to figure it out.
No, I'm all for it.
By the way, Mace, I'm just checking my brackets.
Yeah.
I had Northwestern today.
Mm-hmm.
I had Yale today.
Oh, nice for you.
Yes, sir.
Good for you.
Nice pull.
You're a wise guy.
Thank you.
You know what I love? I'm doing that work with Cut, the new betting app, and I won, $10 on Yale plus 12.5. So far, I'm 5-2 betting tournament games, so I'm up $30.
You excited over $10?
Michael, it's all about perspective. It's winning money. I'm not betting a lot of money.
You act like you had $1,000.
I got Duke minus 12.5 versus Vermont, and Purdue, I laid the 27.5 versus Grambling State. It's a lot of points, but Purdue is really good.
Michael, nice. you get excited about a bag of Tostitos.
Oh, yes. That's true. That is true. Talking.
Yes, you're
excellent. Mace, now that I'm into gambling also, not Ohtani style, but I mean, I'm into it.
Yeah, sure.
not Ohtani style.
I've been told that rather than telling everybody how much you're betting, like you just said, $10,
yep.
You say how many units. So you say,
units?
I bet 10 units. Now, then it's up to everybody to imagine, you know,
what's
unit?
One unit? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So 10 units for you could easily be like $1 million.
You know what I'm going to start saying? I bet $10 on Yale. I dropped a dime on that game.
Yeah, a dime.
Kevin Pollock. Yeah. I dropped a dime on that game. I had a dime on Yale plus the 12.5.
We had Kevin Pollock in studio with us years ago, the actor, and he said, yeah, I got a dime on this game. And one of us, me or Mason, said to him, what's that, $10? He looked at us and went, no, it's 10 grand.
10
right?
grand, yeah. A dime.
That's why you gotta
Cappy, can we find out what happened with your gas station Viagra you got yesterday from a listener?
Wait a minute, you got Viagra at a gas station?
Oh, you didn't hear what happened yesterday?
No.
This dude pulls up to the show at the very end of the show. This is right before Dealer's Choice.
With a bottle.
And he says, hey, man, he goes, this is a little gift. You know, let me be Santa Claus just this one time. 1-2 for me to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he hands me this bottle. And you know what? I've got it here, George. I got to go grab it. And it's this, it's like an over-the-counter Viagra. That's supposed to
it's
get
like
you...
a libido booster, basically.
Right. Libido booster,
and,
right.
And we thought, since he was giving us the bottle, that it was like his company.
Right.
It turns out it's not. He just,
not his company.
He says it works for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Not his company at all. He told me
it works for him. What did he say? In the weight room and in the bedroom is what he said to us.
He told me to take two of them before the pickleball event.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Do you know the guy?
I don't know the guy. I know
he's
him
a listener.
Now. I didn't know him yesterday.
I always think
now.
It's funny what people show up. Now, are you going to use this? Are you going to try it?
Well, let me explain to you what happened.
Okay.
So he gives me this libido booster bottle.
Yeah.
And I show it to George.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure, you know, this is a very sweet, you know, gesture by the
very
guy.
Nice.
He obviously thinks I
He's
need
concerned
it.
Concerned
you know
about
I mean?
Your libido. Yeah.
Right. I've told him that, you know, max in a bedroom is 15 minutes for me. Otherwise, that's it. It's just too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and right. Like, you got to get it over with.
Right. He's like, dude, this is going to make you last forever, whatever. And so, I go to take a look at the bottle just to, like, open it up just to make sure that it's sealed on the top, you know? It's not sealed. Guy's used half the bottle already.
Really? So it was his leftover libido pills.
He's like, dude, I have this in my car. Okay, I've used half the bottle, but you need to use the other half of the bottle. Now, the one guy, I hope he doesn't mind me ratting him out, but I'm going to do it. The guy who was most interested was Geeter.
Oh, really?
So Geeter's like, yo, give me a couple of those. So I hooked up Geeter with like 6 or 8 of them, and then
like
I kept the
libido pills.
Yeah, libido pills.
Wow.
Yeah. And I kept.
By the way, Geeter said that he's going to sneak in an Island Boys in one of his next broadcasts coming up. So
his next one's tonight.
Right. No, I don't know. Did he say tonight? Because he said the easiest way we felt like he could squeeze it in is just make a reference to Michael. You know, because Michael's an Island Boy.
That's right.
You know.
Yep.
Trying to figure out how to sneak it in after what Sedano did on the broadcast of the Miami-Dallas game on ESPN Radio.
He snuck in a bunch of stuff, didn't he?
Well, yeah. So Geeter said he needed to try to do something for the show. So he was going to try to sneak in Island Boys.
Island Boy.
Yeah, just tell him talk about me and talk about what a handsome Island Boy.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Yeah,
that's an easy way to sneak it in.
Exactly.
Are you guys worked up for tomorrow? Are you nervous for tomorrow?
No, not nervous. I'm getting through this like it's game 7 of the NBA Finals. I'm like getting massages.
Yeah.
My back is all busted up, but I got to play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the way Chargers team doctor come out and give him a shot.
It's like Mamba mentality. I may go get a Toradol shot tomorrow or something.
That's right. Take the needle.
That is right.
All right. So we're back Monday at 1 with tales from the pickleball madness event.
A lot of stuff.
Do we have odds on who's going to get hurt the worst?
Well,
I'm always heavily favored in that category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think you'll bleed in this tournament, Mace?
I mean, like the softball game.
What are the odds on that one?
I mean,
softball game, I did bleed. I'm not going to be diving after anything tomorrow.
You're not going to scrape up your knee?
I'm not going to.
What's the over-under, Michael, on Mason and Lindsay getting into an argument?
Oh, that's going to happen in the first point.
8:30 tomorrow morning.
I'm already a little pissed off at her.
How'd it go today?
You know what? Surprisingly well, because Lindsay just sort of butted out of everything.
Oh.
She stayed in her lane.
She's exactly, oh, exactly. God. Wow, jeez.
She almost won.
She almost won game of games.
Oh, I thought at the she end won when you know I was watching the basketball.
Yeah,
game.
She lost to me in a tiebreaker, but she was close.
Yeah, she was close.
She didn't butt out. She just was uninterested. She watched the basketball game.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so we want to see everybody tomorrow at the Pickleball Madness Tournament at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. It is going to be a blast. Rain, shine, whatever it is, we will be there, and we want to see you guys out there. We're back tomorrow at 1. Shadano and Cappy coming up next.